had a hearing, and Proxmire made a lot of raising a lot of hell. Dirksen got up and played hell, raised hell, said, well, he knew the administration wanted it, the president wanted it, the president talked to him about it, and he was just trying to patch up what the Supreme Court had done, that they had a board, and that Hoover, he talked to Hoover, Hoover didn't want to, this authority, and the Department of Justice didn't want it, and that they could have hearings, and that they ought to go on and pass it, and Proxmire raised a lot of hell, and Tidings got up, looked like he had been furnished up, it was a real put-up job. I don't know who turned it over to him, but I would imagine some of Bobby's boys works there under your assistant attorney general, what's his name?
Paul Higley.
Yeah, his position, they quoted him, and Mansfield's quoting him to individuals, and kind of as being favorable to it, and this other fellow Tidings group was against it. It was just a general mess, and got me all in it, Dirksen did. So Proxmire was sending for Williams and wanted to get Williams back in it. So Dirksen is trying to add the bill on, suspend the rules. Now he can't get 2/3 vote to do that. In my judgment, I haven't checked it, but I don't understand. I understand Tidings doing it, but fellas like Anuay and Brewster, I guess Brewster just scared of Tidings and wanting to hang on to him. He must not be much fella anyway. Brewster must not. I thought he had some courage, but he got up and made a demagogic speech about this money being wasted and so on and so forth. So they're going to get a Williams in and just make a bad issue out of us. I wish we could say. I told him to tell Dirksen to call Hoover. Because I'm afraid the Justice Department, I don't know what Yeagley would say, but call Hoover and say, do you want to take this thing and let the board work under you? And he'd say no. I'd say, well, will you give it some kisses, you'd favor it? And he'd say yes, and go on past it. The Legion has sent him a wire, and the Veterans Foreign Wars, Dirksen made a kind of a flowery speech on that. And he said, you're going to have it right to you. He said, you may defeat me today with 2/3, but I'll be back in my own right with my own bill that's on the calendar. And so it's just going to give us a lot of advertisement, about $300,000. It's not a damn thing. I don't know how to get rid of it. I think the smart thing to do, I started sending him a letter myself, just say that you go on and give him authority in your bill. I haven't asked for the authority, but since you've got a bill and you give him authority in your bill, and they'll carry it out. But I've got Mansfield boy as the chairman of it, and we got a vacancy. I haven't filled it. I wouldn't have ever filled this other vacancy if I'd have known, if Macy had told me it had all these problems. He never told me it had any problem. I never conceived of it. I appointed you like I appointed Interstate Commerce Commissioner. But some of Bobby's folks got on it, and they and the folks over in the department together, and had that committee up there, and they started smearing it with this boy Landauer. He's ran two articles now, Wall Street Journal. He's used to be a justice, you know, and I think he must be their agent, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. He ran some pretty bad stories on him when he was here.
So I don't know what to do about it. I think we ought to try to get it settled and get it off the floor, and it'd be better if we could get the votes for it, or if we could have some way to let them have these cases or refer them to the cases. I don't know why they don't take every damn case that I just briefed you sent over yesterday. Everybody that's in one of these questionable organizations and hold hearings on them. And when they don't come, well, I cite them kind of like an un-American activities out there. All this crowd that's growing all over the country. I guess that's what his amendment does, isn't it? Just permits him to have a hearing and publicize it.
Well, not so much you publicize it, but to have a hearing and make a finding.
Well, isn't that the effect of it, though? The publicity is all the effect he's got in it.
That's the only effect it's ever had. They've been, the only sanctions they've ever attached have been government employment, things like that.
Well, what can we do about it?
Well, I have thought that it's a loser either way, and the thing to do is let the Congress take the burden of putting it through and continuing it. I think.
Well, they're not going to do it, though. They're going to defeat Dirksen's amendment, then you'll just have a board at limbo there. And here you are trying to cut out a $5-7 billion, and you got this kind of an outfit. With nothing to do. And much work as there is to be done, nobody can find anything for them to do, you see.
Well, I think we can find enough for him to do to get him through next year. I think it's going to be hard. That one case that we've got over there, we're going to have to dismiss. I've been delaying that. But I've been pressured to dismiss it for 6 months because it's entirely based upon electronic surveillance bugs.
Well, how can we get enough to get them over the next year? What do we tell Dirksen?
Well, I think Dirksen ought to play out his play, and if he wins, then...
He can't win on his two-thirds without our help, without our saying there's something for them to do. Proxmire says he wants them to do it, but he wants them to do it under the Justice Department. Somebody else wants them to do it, but he wants to do it under Hoover. Brooks said, you're not for refusing to let the subversives be called in here. Oh, no, I'm for that. But, of course, I'm very much against communism, but this board's got nothing to do, and the department won't answer us, and so on and so forth. And I think they'll debate that around a day or two and filibuster it, keep it in the news, and then it'll be defeated. Then the Dirksen will try to bring out his bill, and I don't know by that time whether he can get a majority vote or not. And I imagine they can't get it up in the House, get a rule, so you'll still have just a board, you see, messing around there in limbo unless we take it one way or the other. If we could, by executive order some way, transfer it into the department and give them some functions of some kind. Some other functions, I mean, if they could take on anything else. I don't think you can fire them. The only one that I know that have appointed to it, I think I've appointed them all, but I've done it to other people's request, Mansfield or John Macy has just kind of used it to fill in with people that had, but Mansfield's request and Dirksen's, I believe those are the only ones.
I think that's about right.
But I don't want to abolish it. McHugh just loves to get out of it. He doesn't know how to get out of it without embarrassing him. I think he's the most competent one in the group. And he says that it's a messy thing, and he wouldn't have done it except we called him up and asked him to. He didn't apply for the damn job, and they've just smeared him and lied on him every way in the world they could. Just pure cheap politics, and he's a good, clean, able kid. He's not any cabinet material, but he's just as good a kid as we got around. But the question is, they're going to start 12 o'clock debating it. And what do we do about it? I think you ought to look that record probably and see what Proxmire says, what Tiding says, what Dirksen says, and see what you think we can do with a minimum failure. I think the best thing to do is let Hoover say that they offered it to him. He doesn't want to take it, but he thinks Dirksen's solution is a pretty good one. And let Hoover take the rap if he'd do it. I don't know whether he would or not.
He will certainly not oppose it. He will tend to favor it. He realizes that he is caught in a dilemma because when he wants to have as much surveillance in the national security field as he can.
Well, Deke told us that, hell, if you get it, I'll guarantee you we'll get you 100 cases. I said, Lieutenant General said you haven't got one. Well, he said, I'll get you 100.
Well,
that's what he says, you see. So he might be able to get at least 10 or 4, as you said, through next year. That's the main thing. It's just political, that's all. I want to get it off. I just don't want it to be debated every day.
That's the point to me. The thing to do is let the Congress take, or Mr. Hoover, it won't hurt. I don't think that'll cost you anything if he takes it, because people would expect him to.
That's right. How can I do that? That's the point. I can't walk up there and do it. See, Dirksen's down there talking to me about something else, and I introduced him to McHugh, who was out in Marvin's office, and I said, now here are the facts, and you've got two of these men on the board yourself, and your damn brother's son-in-law is raising hell. Now, I'm willing to abolish this. I'd like to abolish it. And McHugh go right back where he was. The they just wanted a young man under 30, and they submitted this list of four or five, and this is one that we knew and liked and wanted to give something to, and we'd considered appointing him to the ICC. But here it is. Oh, I said, hell no. Said they won't get five votes against this thing. Said that's outrageous. So yesterday he gets up there and said, the president called me to the White House, sent for me. Well, now he and Mansfield were both down there, and when he left, he wanted to talk to me about some people he recommends. He usually got 10 or 15, and I did. And I brought this damn thing up, but he's got the administration favored in on account of the president. That's already in the record. Maybe you better look at it, and let me see what Marvin's found out about him doing it. I think we ought to try to get his outfit adopted if it's humanly possible. I don't know what his, if we had somebody at Owen Justice that knew him, liked him, could talk to him, see how many votes he's going to get. Mansfield's going to speak for it. So you got Mansfield and Dirksen being rejected, and that's good news, you see. Both of them will be trying to save the president and the president's secretary's husband and all that stuff. Then it'll be defeated. And then next week, Dirksen will bring up his bill, and old Williams will drag that out. It won't hurt Dirksen damn bit, because it doesn't bother him, but it'll hurt us to beat hell if we don't get rid of it and dispose of it. And Abe told me the first time it appeared, said, you got a tax bill here, and you got all these appropriations you got to cut, and said, you better get rid of this damn 300,000 board and go on and say that, God, you'll have hearings on them, and everything, make it known to the Legion, everybody else wants to know it. But that's what Dirksen's bill does, but he's trying to suspend the rules. He could get a majority, I imagine, if we got behind and helped him, but I don't know if he can get two-thirds or not. But anyway, that's something. You read the record and talk to me before you get out.
Okay,
and then suggest a course of action and then get Barefoot or whoever. Who handled your stuff over there now? Nobody, I guess.
Well, we've been
waiting on this Treasury boy.
Yeah, right? But he came by yesterday and said Joe Fowler was offering him an assistant secretary position as soon as he had one, and he's going to stay over there. I've been waiting for him all this time. He told me that yesterday. We're looking. I'll run through that and get back in touch with you.